On July the 16th, 1969, Apollo 11 lifted off from its base in Cape Kennedy, Florida, on its mission to become the first ever manned moon landing. John F. Kennedy's support of and passion for the space mission was well known and largely shared by the American public.
We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept and one we intend to win.
And the muffled words of Commander Neil Armstrong, spoken to millions of viewers glued to their television sets as he stepped off the ladder onto the lunar surface, are for many people still as stirring today as they were at the time.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
For Armstrong, this was the culmination of a childhood dream.
Yeah, I had become fascinated with the world of flight as an elementary school student, and determined that somehow I wanted to be involved in that.
And anyone who watched the moon landing would be forgiven for thinking that they were dreaming too. It seemed simply too good, too amazing to be true. And indeed, the Apollo 11 moon landing has given rise to the most persistent conspiracy theories ever. Bill Kaysing, also known as the father of conspiracy theories, would have us believe that the moon landing was simply shot on a movie set, and points to a number of details which, he says, proves that the entire episode was an elaborate hoax.
When Armstrong said that's one small step for man and one giant leap for mankind, I think that the footprint that he was leaving was in Area 51, north of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Buzz Aldrin, however, the second man to step onto the moon, regrets what he sees as the irresponsible behavior of Kaysing and his fellow conspiracy theorists.
People need to be responsible when they think about intentionally, for their own benefit, misleading the young people who are the future leaders of our world.
Yet, over the last 30 years, these ideas have taken firm hold. And today, 20% of American citizens express doubt about the authenticity of the moon landings.
And you hear about the fact that the landing was actually done in a television studio.
There are no stars in some of the photographs, and that there should be because there was no atmosphere and that the stars would shine so brightly.
I mean, I've heard that maybe the terrain that was seen on the video wasn't accurate, walking wasn't accurate.
So was this the most elaborate hoax in recent history, or have the naysayers got it all terribly wrong? Let's take a look at the claims and evidence from both sides.
Okay.